धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र
कब ये महाभारत हुआ, कब आत्मा ने युद्ध रचा, कब मोह ने मन को बांधा, कब गीता ज्ञान प्रकट हुआ,
किसने ये वाणी सुनी, किसकी ये कहानी, गीता एक अर्जुन ने सुनी या हर आत्मा में गूंजे ये ध्वनि।
क्या ये इतिहास की गाथा थी या चेतना का संघर्ष था, क्या ये रणभूमि बाहर थी या भीतर का ही कुरुक्षेत्र था।
गीता क्या युद्ध की पुकार है या शांति की घोषणा,
गीता क्या शास्त्र है या ईश्वर का प्रेम संदेश,
क्यों है
ये गीता हर युग में अमर,
क्यों प्यारी है हर दिल को,
क्यों जगाती है आत्माओं को आज भी।
सर्वधर्मान्य परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज, अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयामि मा शुचः।
किसने ये कहा,
युगों युगों की ये गाथा न्यारी, अमृत सी यह वाणी प्यारी,
इसमें छुपा है रहस्य अनमोल, ज्ञान के अद्भुत है ये बोल।
यदा यदा हे धर्म घटे अधर्म बढ़े जग में, तब तब भगवान प्रगटे ब्रह्मातन में,
ज्ञान की गंगा बहाने अंधकार मिटाने, सतयोगी वृक्ष उगाने सत्य धर्म जगाने, संसार को प्रेम सिखाने मन को निर्मल करने, हर हृदय में दीप जलाने सदगति का मार्ग दिखाने, मन मना भव मद भक्तो मद्याजी मान नमस्कुरु।
मामे वैश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोसि मे।
किसने ये कहा।
ओम शांति एंड गुड मॉर्निंग। वी अंडरलाइंड लास्ट फ्यू टाइम्स द मेन थिंग इज द मेन थिंग, दैट इज व्हाट वी हैव टू अंडरलाइन, एंड फॉर अस द मेन थिंग इज दैट वी आर इनविजिबल इनकॉर्पोरियल, अवर वर्ल्ड इज इनकॉर्पोरियल। So it is the journey of the invisible travelers. They are the invisible actors. And these sketches are showing that these invisible actors, they come in the story. We gave the example of Satish acting as a camel. Camel is 100% separate than Satish. Maybe the part is virtuous camel, but the camel is separate. What we are also underlining is in our confusion, we are creating so much attachments that we end up thinking the camel is I. And that is what is shown in the image of the ego. We are underlining this because that becomes the reason of entire chaos. We saw subsequently, and we will see the other sketches that we drew, that this ego has got many heads. It is not just one ego, but ego is based on so many things. You know, whatever that you are associated with, you create attachments, but it reaches the next level where you identify with what you are associated with, and it shows you identify with religion, with country, with objects, shoes, dog. And here is shown the different identities, you know, that are created. If you were to take a photograph of the mind, you know, this is what you will see, where there are many, many false identities, and based upon different things, identity based upon the job. This is all in the foreign world and in the story world. Understand this. And you are not only claiming things in this foreign world, you are using the letter I. The identity theft that was used. Because as this I is created, the real you become unconscious. That identity becomes unconscious. People will be talking a little more. So here we are showing what is our effort, spiritual effort, to nourish the true self. We have to ask ourselves in the last 24 hours, how much time you were aware that the invisible actor is involved here in this foreign world, playing the part. Prashant is a part. We are underlining this. It is part of the foreign world. We saying this, the invisible actor is saying. He's creating a very clear distinction between this. And the invisible actor, he is immortal and he is very lucky. He has got his life with God and that intoxication. When you are experiencing that, during those seconds, you are in the true self and that gets nourished. When that attention is not there, that actor is here, the invisible actor, then you are already into the world of camels. Means you are in the gross world, in the drama, and some identity will be in charge of your life. And it gets nourished also, it gets bigger. It can be I am the manager, it can be any of these things. Maybe just the body, but that is also part of the story world. So these identities are ruled. As a spiritual effort maker, our life is to create time here. We are nourishing it, making it stronger. And it is shown here. It is progressing. It is growing. Which is great news. So students start making effort 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It is continuous progress. What will happen after 3 weeks? Just something to be aware of. After 3 weeks, you will realize that, wow, you know, I am soul conscious. My neighbors don't know anything of this. And then you are creating another identity here that I am soul conscious, I am spiritual. But it is not soul conscious, and it is not, you are not in the identity of the invisible actor. You are saying Prashant is so clever. Prashant is soul conscious, this kind of identity. In the past, you had an ego based upon your some job, car, whatever. And now you have become Brahmin, you are not talking about this, it is not a big thing for you. And you are with some people that keep talking about car and there are some superficial things. You say, I am quite humble. I am not like them. And you create another identity here, that I am humble, you know. So this is a game, you know, that we are playing. You know, yesterday we heard Ravan updates all the time, and Darwin's theory is not survival of the fittest. What is Darwin's theory? Survival of those who adapt. And Ravan is is skilled in this art of adapt. You know, so you are becoming spiritual. You know, Ravana also creates new hates based on your new life, spiritual life. Whatever that works, you know, he will create. So here, to be humble is what is required here. So Ravana says, I'm very humble, I'm very punctual, I'm very accurate. You know, based on these images come, I am. How do you know it is Ravana there? You will feel offended if someone tells you you are not soul conscious. You will take sorrow. You know, you will be in competition also. Some feelings, just like any Ravana's feelings, they can come. You may even get angry because of this. You know, someone says you are not punctual, you might get annoyed also. Some wish thoughts. So this is the game that is going on, Ravana's game. And the soul consciousness, this progress comes to a halt. Our aim is to bring about this shift from the inner life where it is loaded with the different false identities to create a life where there is zero false identity. This is what is karmatit. Karmatit is where all this is removed. These various I, we said that represents Ravana. Ravana's department is different heads of Ravana. In this story, we are defining Ravana's heads as these different false identities. And we saw different heads need different things. One head needs praise of his head, another wants another person, these different heads. And we said within this is one head of Ravana who needs cigarettes. So yesterday we saw the war scene where Sita is kidnapped. Sita is kept as a slave by Ravana, and Sita is actually working for the enemy, making the enemy bigger. And enemy is getting bigger, he becomes a proper demon. Ram sends a message to Sita that you are in big trouble. You know, you are, you know, so here is a bully. Ravana is a big bully, and you are slave to the bully. You know, demonic means demonic, they don't have mercy, they don't have some compassion. Not possible. You know, so Sita is working for him, he gets bigger, and Ravana's forever program is to give sorrow. That is Ravana's eternal program. You know, so that goes on. Ravana is getting bigger, and Sita is, all that Sita wants is some peace with this monster. That's why Sita wants to give Ravana whatever it wants. But it is not achieving that peace because the demon is getting bigger. You know, so whatever you are giving to Ravana, Ravana wants cigarettes, you give cigarettes to Ravana. It appears there is peace, but Ravana is getting bigger. So he wants more cigarettes. You give him more, he gets bigger, more cigarettes. And now bigger Ravana can experience big sorrows and can give sorrows. Demon is this. So, you know, here, Ram sends a message. I can free you. You know, if you are in trouble, I can free you. But you have to take a decision. This is an important step for Sita. You have to take a decision. Decision is whether you want to be free from Ravana, or do you want to stay with Ravana? Free from Ravana means you are free from all that Ravana's needs. Or do you want to stay with Ravana? That is, if you want to stay with Ravana, Ram is absolutely accepting this. There is free will. But if you want to be free, then take a first step and Ram will take 1,000 steps. Ram is 100% with you to become free. But you take a decision. This decision is easy. You know, we are saying that this is a psychodrama happening in each and every person on this planet. And so, is it an easy decision for Sita to say, okay, I want to be free from Ravana? In fact, it is not. Not easy. And why it is not easy? Ravana has got an assistant. And what is the name of their assistant? Madam Maya. And Maya is intelligence in Ravana's administration. And because she is so intelligent, Ravana has appointed her to this task. And her task is very specific. Don't let Sita take the decision. Because if she takes the decision, Ram helps and Ravana loses a slave. So the program is, don't let Sita take a decision. That is the aim of Ravana. So Maya goes into Sita's world and becomes a good friend of Sita. Sita likes Maya very much. So Sita appoints Maya as the main advisor. So whenever Sita wants to take a decision, she just checks with Maya, sends a WhatsApp message. And Maya, you know, immediate replies. So Maya is a very good advisor to Sita. Yes. So this is what is going on now. So maybe we'll see the next page. So here we are seeing, you know, how Maya's game starts. Maya appears like a very good friend here, very good advisor. But she is working for Ravana. And she is very much involved in Sita's life. So one time Sita says, I have to stop this smoking cigarette. Let us say, just a cigarette. So she checks with Maya. I want to stop smoking cigarette. It was because this cigarette, I can't breathe properly. You know, my one lung is removed and... So I don't like this smell, so I got many reasons to stop smoking. So Maya says, it's a good decision, but today is what date? Middle of the month. Why don't you wait until the end of the month? Start from the first of March. Sita says, yes. You know, that makes sense. You know, so each time you use the word later, it is coming from Maya. Another time Maya says, it is very difficult. You know, so many people try to give it up. It never works. So, you know, Sita says, yes, I didn't think of it. That makes sense. Another time, Maya says, you are weak. You know, you tried to give it up, you failed. Why do you want to try it at all? Don't waste your time. Baba also says, don't waste time. Now and then the word Baba says. You know, so Sita says, yes, I shouldn't waste time. You know, so I'm weak, I have to accept. Another time, Maya says, it's a long process. It will take many, many years. So do it gradually. Well, small, take small steps, and then eventually you will reach. And in India they take Maya likes this subject of reincarnation. So Maya says, you plan now, but start next birth. Give it up, take steps next birth. But this year, in this birth, just make the plans. Maya has got corporate lawyers working for it to think of excuses. And different excuses will come. And different doubts, all kinds of doubts. You know very clearly, but Maya will constantly working. Maya has got another set of lawyers working for doubts. You know, and so this doesn't fit in, this doesn't make sense. Throw the whole thing out. You know, Maya's absolute program is that. Bhakti is another creation of Maya. Why? Why Bhakti is a creation of Maya? Sita knows it will get help from Ram. If she is in trouble, Ram will help. Maya says, you need Ram. Here is the statue of Ram. Right now, you start with this statue. Ram will come later, but now you start with this statue. She starts with the statue. She starts worshipping the statue. And she's attached to statue. Busy, full-time busy with bhakti. And now Ram comes. She says, no, I'm busy. You know, I got this statue. You know, and we got a huge temple around the statue. I'm busy. I have no time for Ram. Maya has got limited cards. We may have to think, what are the different cards that exist in different culture, different things may be more dominant. But Maya's job is to stop you from taking decision. Maya works for Ravan. And Maya's job is to prevent you taking decision. Now and then Maya can send a golden deer also. So here we are seeing there is a game. Instead of the war, I like the language of the game. But it is also war. And what is happening in this game? There are players. One side are Ravan and Maya. And the other side is Sita and Ram. And there is a game. And like every game, there are winners and losers. So it is possible Sita may win, Sita may lose. That's game. In every game, there are prizes and penalties. So also in this game, there are prizes and penalties. This game is a very subtle game and very significant game. Why? No one can see this game is going on. Everyone is in this game, but no one can see this game. But very significant game. You know, because based on this game are prizes and penalties. In other games, prize is a medal, small medal, maybe gold. Even in Olympics, you get a medal. And penalties may be a red card. You know, that is penalty. In this game, prizes are real, penalties are real. If you see in this world any kind of misery that is anyone is going through, this model tells us, this principle tells us that nothing is random. There are reasons why there are any smallest misery or big misery. There are reasons. And reasons are that what you scored in this game. Did Ravan win or did Sita win? If Ravan wins, there are penalties. And penalties come in life. You know, as we said, different kinds of miseries. Ravan has won. If Sita wins, there are prizes. Whole lot of prizes. You know, to your birth, golden spoon in the mouth. Golden age is the biggest prize that you receive. Many, many births. In heaven, it is 100% based upon how you play this game. You know, and the game here is Sita and Ram are on one side and Ravan and Maya on the other side. Ravan and Maya, they are both good players in this. You know, they got all skills in this game. But Sita here need to be sensible. So it is a game that is going on. And this is what we want to win. Now in the game, in the whole world of games, there is one game, boxing, in which one more result. It is not win, lose, or draw. There is one more result. And it is called knockout. You know, so one player can become unconscious. And it is allowed in boxing to make other person unconscious. And what happens if a player becomes unconscious? Then he doesn't even know that he's in a game. Ambulance comes, stretcher comes, you know, he doesn't even know. And even when he becomes conscious, he's a zombie state. That is what the a knockout means. So here in this game, we said everyone, you know, on this planet in the game. And if any of your friends in your town, they don't even know that they are in the game, it means the Sita is unconscious, not even aware that she is in a game. When Sita is unconscious, she doesn't know who the enemy is. She doesn't know who she is. You know, she is the queen. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know the game. She doesn't know who the friend is. And very another very significant, she doesn't know the crease. That is a very important crease. If you are playing a game, you need to know which is the line when you have to cross. And if you don't even know the crease, you will be stumped out. You know, so also here, you know, you, when Sita is conscious, she knows all this. When Sita is not conscious, she is unaware that she is in the game. What are the chances? If one doesn't even know the game, and that she is in the game, she is like a zombie slave, just working for Ravan. You know, whatever Ravan wants, she just does it, because she is not even conscious what she is doing. That's why in this story, one more word is used in the context of being unconscious and becoming conscious. What is that word? Sanjeevani. Sanjeevani herb. You know, so, you know, Ram knows that to revive anyone, you need is Sanjeevani. And Baba also refers to Sanjeevani. So what is Sanjeevani? So in the story, it's a herb that can revive the dead. And which mount it was? Ultimately Mount Abu. You know, in the story, it is Dronagiri. You know, so another name for Mount Abu must be Dronagiri. You know, named after drones for some reason. So in Himalayas, Mount Dronagiri. Now here, the true Sanjeevani is, we understand, knowledge. And there is lots of spiritual knowledge in the world. How do you know which is Sanjeevani, which is not Sanjeevani? In every year, there are thousands of books, new books are published on God, new authors. So there is lots of that spiritual knowledge. Which is Sanjeevani, which is not Sanjeevani? You know, if we said before, earlier, when Sita is unconscious, she doesn't even know the game. So if there is a Sanjeevani, you know, with us also, if a Sanjeevani has worked, you know, then we will know that we are in a game. We will understand the game. That is the first thing. Sita is becoming conscious. She will not just, you know, life, party, you know, it's easy life. No, you are in a game here. She will understand the enemy. Clearly, you have to understand the enemy. If you don't even know the enemy, how can you win? If you are in a war, you need to know the enemy, what enemy can do. See here, every head of Ravan, you are aware what Ravan can do. You know what Maya can do. You need to know the enemy. You need to know the friend. You know, who is going to help you in this. And here is the true friend who knows the game and who absolutely want to help you win this game, who loves you. And definitely you need to know this friend for what he can do, how he can help you. You need to know yourselves. If this works, then it is Sanjeevani. You need to know yourself. How much time Baba is spending, you know, just reminding you who you are in different ways. But all of this is not spoken to the role. Various things Baba speaks, not spoken to the role. When Baba says, I am speaking to the souls, first line Baba tells, Ruhani Bap, Ruhani Bachchon. I'm speaking to the souls. implying not the drama, you know, not Cinderella's, you know, so that is, and if you will definitely know the crease. If Sanjeevani has worked, you will know when you are crossing the line. It is not just Maryadas. We said the first line of defense is going into ignorance. And we will see in more detail what it means, crossing into ignorance. So let us say Sanjeevani has worked. That doesn't mean we win the game. Sanjeevani has worked. The player has just become conscious. But the enemy is made very big all this life. You know, we have been working for all these heads of enemy. Ravan has become big. It is still there. He is in the ring. And we now need a strategy. How we can remove this Ravan. How we can remove Maya. That strategy. That is the homework for you. To think of a strategy, how we can win. Understand also what it means to be conscious, what it means Sanjeevani working, and then be prepared for the next round in the ring. Thank you.